Like Greece, Cuba has been shrinking its government workforce. The Cuban government wants to lay off as many as 500,000 government workers. At the same time, President Raul Castro is liberalizing the island's economy, allowing more Cubans to run their own businesses. And this week comes the launch of a new MBA program in Havana. It's sponsored by the Catholic Church and is said to be the first of its kind there. Reporter Mark Frank writes about it in today's Financial Times.
No, it's really a sign of the times, both in terms of the government's acceptance of small business and also the warming trend with the Catholic Church. So it kind of hits two balls out of the park at the same time.
What made it possible for this new business school to launch?
Well, I mean, there's two things. First of all, a year ago, all of a sudden, the Cuban government announced that far from treating small businessmen like criminals, that in fact the country needed small businesses. And in fact, they would be an important part of the socialist economy in the future. They then began giving out licenses to just about anybody who wanted to go into business. And so far, they've given out about, I would say, about 2,000 a week. So on the one hand, you have this big boom in people wanting to go into business and the government allowing it. But the fact is that the country's never been prepared for such a thing. The economy faculty at Havana University doesn't teach, of course, how to run a small business. And so in stepped the church. And the MBA is just the first many courses that they plan to give here in Havana and around the country.
You know, for the hungry capitalist wannabes in Cuba, I would assume that if they really had their druthers, they'd like to go to Harvard and get an MBA there. Do they see getting an MBA from the Vatican as kind of settling? Is it good enough for them?
Well, when you have zero alternative, of course, it's great. So the people in this first course, there's like 30 of them. They're a mix. There's a few business students from the Havana University. There's a few people who already run small restaurants and snack shops. And there's people who want to run businesses in the future. And so they're certainly very happy to get the chance to learn how to do business better, even if, you know, it's not Harvard or Oxford.
Tell us about this one little street where the school is actually located, Calle Chacon, Chacon Street. Do you see small businesses opening up there, and are these the businesses that are going to bloom in the future?
First of all, everywhere there's lots of businesses popping up of all kinds. There's snack shops, there's restaurants, there's computer repair shops, and you can go on and on. Now, on the block that the school is located on, you just go right out the door and you walk down one block. There's three little kind of home-based snack shops. And, of course, going up and down the street there, there's lots of private taxi cab drivers, which there also weren't before. And, of course, it is interesting because the school is located in the colonial part of Havana. So basically, these people who are selling in this area, they're selling to tourists, not necessarily to Cubans. And so they're competing directly with the state for the tourism dollars, something that was totally forbidden just a year ago.
Mark, you obviously know the other big headline in Cuba involving capitalism in the past week. The government announced that new cars would be able to be sold and bought on the island, which hasn't happened since 1959. Is this how the revolution ends in Cuba, with a Cadillac Escalade and an MBA?
I think that's a ways off. Actually, the new law just allows people basically to buy and sell the cars that already exist in Cuba. And the government restrictions on Cubans buying new cars or importing cars holds. It really hasn't changed. So it'll probably be a while before they can buy a really nice car.
Reporter Mark Frank with the Financial Times in Havana. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.